Vega Jane and the Maze of Monsters by David Baldacci. Read by Katie Sobey. To Michelle, who began this entire journey with a gift. The past is but the past of a beginning. H.G. Wells. To escape from the quag means imprisonment forever. Madame Astrea Prine. Chapter 1. The Quag. It seemed fitting and absurdly poetic that, joined like links in a chain, the three of us would die together. My best friend, Delph, my canine, Harry Too, and me, Vega Jane. But we didn't have much choice in the matter. Escaping murderous beasts, we had leaped for our lives off a mile-high cliff. We fell a long way, and the reason we had any hope of surviving such a fall was around my waist. My magical chain, Destin, allowed me to fly, but we were plunging faster and from a far greater height than I ever had before. I tried my best to manage the landing smoothly, though we thudded hard into the dirt. We lay there stunned, but although we were battered and bruised, we were alive. I unhooked Harry Too from his harness, which had allowed him to rest suspended against my chest, and watched as Delph slowly rose and tentatively stretched his arms and legs. Then I looked all the way up to the spot from where we had jumped. The beasts that had been hunting us up there now stared down over the precipice. It was a herd of Garms and a roughly equal number of Amaroks. I couldn't see them properly from this distance, but I knew the Garms were breathing rage-filled fire at us as their own blood dripped down their scaly, armoured chests. The Amaroks, giant wolf-like creatures that lived to kill, were just as deadly. It was worth all the coins I would ever have that these creatures could not fly as I could. I looked down and patted the chain around my waist with the letters D-E-S-T-I-N imprinted on some of its links. I had not had it long, but it had already saved my life many times. I could hardly believe it. I was in the quag. Me, Vega Jane. I had lived my entire life in Wormwood. It was all I'd ever known. I had been told that the quag meant death to anyone who ventured beyond Wormwood, and that nothing existed other than those two places. But I believed that to be a lie. I strongly suspected that my parents and grandfather were on the other side of the quag, and I meant to find out if I was right. My brother, John, was the only one of us still living in Wormwood, and although he was younger than me, he was not the innocent lad he used to be. Morrigan, the sinister and murderous council member, had seen to that. She had become his mentor and teacher, and the things she had taught him were hideous and cruel. Thus, my mission was to get Delph, myself, and Harry Too safely through the quag as quickly as possible. I breathed more normally, and again looked over at Delph.
"Watcher, Vega Jane," he said, trying to sound like his usual laid-back self.
It took a lot to get Delph riled up, but though he was slow to anger, he was the best bloke to have around when you were in trouble, as I very often was. "Watcher yourself, Delph," I replied, failing to keep the smile off my face at having successfully entered the quag.
"You reckon those beasts can get down here?" he said.
"I reckon I don't want to wait around to find out, do I?" I shot back. I hoisted my tuck over my shoulder, and Delph did the same with his. I kept Harry Too's harness on in case we had to take to the air quickly. I had a map of the quag that my friend, Quentin Herms, had secretly left for me. It was very detailed, but some things were missing. For one, it did not mention the cliff that we had just jumped from, and correspondingly, I was not prepared for the deep valley we now found ourselves in.